Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
Christine Deaver has been singing, dancing, and acting on stage and on screen for more than 20 years. She's tall, curvy, and a bottle blonde, and she's played all sorts of characters, from an oversexed babysitter to a film noir detective who's a man.
There he stood with his toupee glistening in the rain like a nose hair after a sneeze.
But she started thinking her repertoire needed something ethnic.
I figured it's time to break out the Mexican.
And so, aquí tienes her latest incarnation.
Teresita Guadalupe, Teresita que bonita, vamos a hablar con Teresita. But you can call me Tres.
Can also you roll your R's?
Tres. Let's get
loud. Let's get proud. We're at Teatro Zanzani, the dinner cabaret that's housed in a red and yellow tent over by Seattle Center. Deaver co-created and stars in the current show called Caliente. She plays Tres, and Robert Lopez plays her older brother, Cinco, as in Cinco de Mayo.
I'm Cinco, and I'm Tres. Together, we make eight.
They play a pair of kitchen workers who are about to lose their jobs. The dinner cabaret where they work has been sold and is about to be shut down. So in an artistic act of rebellion, the back of the house decides to put on a show, which gives Tres and Cinco a chance to fulfill a dream.
One of the most famous show business entertainers of all time.
To surpass America's number one Mormon brother and sister act ever.
To be the Latino Donnie and Marie.
Teatro Zanzani is nonprofit, and it's run by One Reel. It's been around since 1998. Its circus and cabaret shows get delivered over five courses. And the setting is magical. The audience sits inside an antique mirrored tent with velvety walls. The shows change several times a year, as do the performers. A couple hours before showtime, Deaver's in a dressing room full of feathers, rhinestones, and wigs.
Just regular old me. Regular old me with a pound of makeup on.
Tonight she'll play a variety of roles, including a young Chicana and an armed Mexican revolutionary. I asked Deaver how she came up with the show.
I thought of Caliente years ago, and I thought I always wanted to do a Latin show.
And why did you want to do a Latin show? What is it?
I am Latin. I'm Heinz 57, as my grandma calls it. I'm part Mexican, Filipino, Spanish, French, German, English, Irish.
Deaver lives in L.A., but she was born and raised in Seattle, and the show is in many ways an homage to her mother.
I think of writing the show and the songs and the sayings. It's all of me growing up in Ballard, which was a Scandinavian neighborhood with a Mexican mother, and my memories of her and how I didn't really embrace my Latina-ness until I was an adult. I mean, I remember on a Saturday morning, she would turn on the Mexican radio station that only played on Saturdays, and she would blare mariachi music.
The show features a mariachi, marimba, and West Side Story soundtrack. A little Michael Jackson in there, too, just to mix things up. The cast is always international. But this is the first time Zanzani's had a Latino-themed show.
It's been great. It's been a different sound in the tent. It's been a different themes.
The show is also a lot more political. In between the funny and sometimes bawdy banter, the performers bring up immigration, a big business, and race.
Hey, Charlie, I'm brown. ¿Por qué no Latins in your comic town? No reference to us can be found. Good grief is your only sound.
That's Robert Lopez, who helped create the show. He's a Seattle performer best known as Elvez, the Mexican Elvis. He gives an edgier spin to some popular songs. Suspicious Minds becomes Immigration Time. In the show, it's sung by a character performed by Mike Geyer.
They can't walk out because they're caught behind a border fence.
Lopez wants to put on dinner theater that's subversive.
Still be entertaining, still make you laugh, but give you something to gnaw on besides your dinner.
To that end, this make-believe show about the staff taking over becomes real towards the end of the night, when Lopez takes the stage to sing a well-known mariachi song. Backing him up are some actual Latinos who work in the Zanzani kitchen.
Volver! Volver!
The show's Latino accents spill over onto the dinner menu as well. You can eat chorizo polenta cakes and chili negro green rice. Flor Angela Davila, KPLU News.